This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to do the weekly job that we have. It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it. So I have volunteered, and along with me, I've grabbed a couple of other successful broadcasters. I guess it depends on how you measure success. I'd like to think they were successful broadcasters. They would be Rick Jensen, who is on the air at WDEL in Wilmington, and I have proof of that in just a matter of moments. Some great audio from a great, a great broadcaster. And then there's another great broadcaster, Victoria Jones, here with us from the D.C. Radio Company to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, list the things that we do every week. Does it seem like it was just yesterday or moments ago when we did this for last week? The time, if we had an 11th issue, maybe we could talk about time and how we use our time and where the time goes and is it really moving faster? It just seems like everything. We're all so busy. Maybe that's the reason for it. At any rate, the story list starts at number 10 with the cancellation of Woodstock 50. That probably doesn't mean much to anybody here except me, because Jensen's too young. Victoria didn't grow up here. And
excuse me, I'm too young.
Oh, okay. You're too young.
Good. Good job.
Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. Yep. So, anyway, the fact that there was going to be, there were two acknowledgments of Woodstock from the summer of 1969. And as a result of that, there were plans that have been made, money that's been spent. Investors got involved to try to get back to Max, farm, Yasgur, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And so that didn't happen. And now there's another one someplace else. There's some kind of recognition, but it's kind of too bad because it'd been neat to see all of those aging rockers, Rick, get together to see, you know, kind of get the feel of how different it is, or is it? Have we been, for the past 50 years, we've been protesting this, actually, for 100 years, 1,000 years. Americans have been around for 1,000 years, but people have been protesting for as long as, I guess, people have been around, because they don't like certain authority, don't like being treated the way they do. And really, in 1969, I was on the air in Boston at WVBF.
Wow.
I was teaching school during the day.
Teaching school? I was still a little girl wearing school uniform.
I'm sure you were. I was teaching junior high school English and speech, my second year having done that. And I remember the Vietnam War and the problems that that created in our country. The whole thing, just when you get down to brass tacks here, the country was a mess. And then I think fast forward 50 years later, the country still is a mess. And we've been through lots of messes between then and now. I'd like to think that there's an opportunity for us. Or maybe I think about protesting because I love to be a rabble-rouser. I like to be an anarchist, and I like to be a contrarian. But does it do any good?
What's happening is that you're trying to capitalize on a feeling that really doesn't exist as it did in that time. Here in Delaware, we had this huge music festival called Firefly, and people are there for the music and to have fun. But they had to cancel Woodstock 50, Doug. They had to, because all the hippies are tripping on acid in nursing homes now.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason was that it was, in business sense, it was a disaster. It was badly organized.
Yes.
And they hadn't adapted to the way that the music industry is organized today. Mm. And their final venue, the Merriweather Pavilion in Maryland, so it wasn't even going to be in upstate New York, was the final straw for the artists because they couldn't get the upstate New York venue where they were going to have allegedly 150,000 people. They were going to have, you know, like 30,000 people. There's a clause in a lot of these artists' contracts that says you can't perform at a venue that's too close to other venues where you're going to be touring. And it's like, we're not going to perform at Merriweather because it violates our clause. Everybody's piling out, apart from which it already had Woodstock 50 had doomed attached to it. Nobody wanted to be associated with this festival.
Yeah. Speaking of something nobody wants to be associated with, number nine, the continuing focus on Jeffrey Epstein and what a subhuman pervert he is, how he got away with what he got away with, and one would wonder with all the people who wanted to be around him because they wanted to go to Lech Island or whatever it's called, and the people who have been tainted by being close to him or being connected to him. But guys like that, I just think you disembowel them and you send them on their way. That's what is the big deal? Why is our society? We do a lot of other crazy, crude stuff. So just that's the way you take care of this guy and anybody else who does them. From in my world, if you're a rapist, you become your castration bait as soon as you get into the jail cell. And a lot of
true enough,
things, depending on where they put these guys, because there's this interesting sense of justice in prison when it comes to stuff like this. And most of these guys, like that pedophile priest from Boston, he lasted 3 weeks in jail. That was the end of him. And you know, do we talk? It's kind of like we're talking about rats in a shooting gallery, but you know, I mean, what does Jeffrey Epstein deserve? What kind of treatment does he deserve? What's the end result going to be of all of the attention-focused trials and things like that? You put him in a jail cell in general population and leave him there overnight. And
let me ask you this: Have any of you read any detail on it, with somebody attacked him? It was reported as attempted suicide. That seems nonsense because he obviously is in some sort of general population. Have any of you seen any detail on suspects attacking him in jail?
Not a word.
I've not been able to figure out exactly what happened on that, and so I've not seen detailed reporting on it. I think they're still trying to figure out what happened, and I'm waiting to see, the serious in-depth papers or the New York Post, because they would be a good one also. Because the New York Post gets good scoops on things like this. Also, the Times, AP, Reuters, people like that, or the Washington Post. Somebody is going to speak to somebody who knew something, or CNN, somebody, or Fox. But we're going to find out because something obviously happened.
Yes.
Obviously happened. But, there's another piece to this. Yes, he deserves harsh, harsh justice. But for the multiple victims, alleged victims here, many of them want a day in court. And so we can't just say, yes, let's lock him up and throw him to the other inmates. Because by doing so, we are potentially denying the alleged victims their day in court to speak their truth.
Why did
and to say this happened to me?
Okay, so if he's dispatched, the courts are not a psychology session. The courts, if in fact these people want to have their day, let them go on with Oprah or somebody else where people watch.
Don't agree. This happened to me, and I am testifying against him. That is what happens in the court of law.
I understand that's what happens, but in this case, it's a waste of taxpayer money. We're not here to, in this case, coddle. I don't mean to seem harsh, but this guy deserves the harshest treatment he can possibly get. And it doesn't include sitting in a courtroom. These people who have a grievance against him ought to find another venue in which to be heard. That's my point.
It's called a trial.
Yeah, well, it's a waste of taxpayer money. I think this guy doesn't deserve it. In this circumstance, I'm real hardcore when it comes to people who do this to other people. I don't think they deserve anything except execution.
I'm speaking for the other people.
I know you are. So I'm just suggesting to you, it's not an argument here. I'm not saying that you ought not to have your day in court, but the court of justice or the court of public opinion. Court of public opinion has more value for me, it seems to me anyway, than to do it the other way around, spend a lot of money. That isn't necessarily, we'll go around and around in a barrel on this. Suffice it to say that Epstein will get his due reward. Let's put it that way. 16 after the hour, in a moment, who's been hacked? Capital One account, have you? Have you got a hack? Yeah, you got one of those bank accounts? Whoa! Well, you probably heard some of that story. We'll review it because it's the number 8 issue this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm joined by Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on the countdown and the overview of what's going on. I would like to invite you to save up to 50%, sometimes 60%, by using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You get all kinds of gifts. You have warranties. You get 60-day guarantees, mattress toppers. If you're not getting a good night's rest, pillows, mattress toppers, better pillows, sheets, all the sorts of things that you need, you should go online to MyPillow.com just to see the size of the factory and see what goes on in that factory. There are 3 buildings, 400,000 square feet of manufacturing space in Minnesota that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is another great American success story. Everything made in America that's sold here in America, to those of you Americans who want to get a good night's rest, there's nothing better than MyPillows, MyPillow themselves, the MyPillow sheets, MyPillow, the mattresses, the mattress toppers. There's just a myriad of things. A fabulous website. It's kind of fun to go nose around. You want to buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance anything over $200 too. That'll help you. Wake up feeling better than you have for a long time. Go to MyPillow.com, order whatever, mattress topper, sheets, pillows themselves, and get lots of good discounts. The MyPillow.com website will look for a promo code, use DJV, so you can sleep better. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, minors may try to purchase vapor products online. That's why Juul Labs is enhancing age verification on our website. Customers must provide personal information or scan a valid ID with a real-time selfie and are verified by a third party to ensure the purchaser is 21 or over. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with some news talkers. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington is here on the air with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories as cataloged by the folks at the Talkers Magazine offices here in Massachusetts. They listen to a lot of radio programs and hosts and get input from people running stations as to what the big deals are of the week. Number eight is that hack at Capital One. And my only comment is that we have a world that is out of control in terms of technology. Yeah. There's too much of it. I spent 2 hours trying to get on the air today before this broadcast. It was very frustrating. It's humiliating. It's these people need a decongestant instead of a, or maybe they need an enema that's full of decongestant. I'm not sure what it is that they need, but I know that it is annoying to the nth degree to pay the kind of money that we do and get the kind of service that we do, the lack of protection. It's way, way beyond what we can actually deal with. And so here's another example. Those of you who have accounts at Capital One, I have one. A lot of people have credit cards there, that sort of thing. What was it, 100 million of these? Wasn't it that was 100 million?
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah, 100 million, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what are you we are eager to talk about this. Help yourself.
Well, because I'm just so livid, and also because Capital One Financial, nor Amazon Web Services, which was hosting the data up in its cloud, they didn't spot the hack. The only reason so far that, you know, maybe they would have spotted it in a year or two or maybe a few months. The reason it came out was the alleged hacker, Paige Thompson, who's a woman, and we don't often hear about that, who's 33, went by the online handle Erratic, boasted about it in online platforms in very bold and silly ways. And one of the people she was chatting with gave the tip to Capital One, you know, hey, you've been hacked, buddies. And Capital One responded very quickly, by the way. Very quickly, very responsibly, investigated immediately. This hack only just happened and got in touch with the FBI. So kudos to them. Unlike Equifax, Capital One, right. It responds well.
God, all of them. And where do they have their authority? Where does it say that they have the authority to tell somebody what my credit score is? Where does it? Where does that come from? Them or the other TransUnion or whoever it is? Yeah. The information is always wrong. Always.
And here's how it happens, Doug. Every time you apply for a mortgage or you apply for a credit card, that itty little bitty 3-point font says that you agree to give all that information to Equifax, TransUnion, and all those guys. And we don't even think about it because we don't read all of those little teeny tiny fonts of language there in these little contracts.
Yeah.
And you have no choice if you want that loan.
No.
You have no choice.
And by the way, one more thing. When they say they're going to give you $125 back, nonsense. I was on this 2 weeks ago saying that's only $31 million for people. So that's like about 248,000 people. A million people apply for that $125, they're going to get $31. If everybody applies for it, they're going to get a check for 21 cents where the check costs more than the money. So I say go for the credit monitoring. Go for the credit monitoring for 4 years. At least you got something worth $20 a month.
Have you, either of you, been hacked personally?
Yes.
Websites?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been hacked.
Both of you have.
Have you,
Doug? Sir, I have. Yeah. I have been. Yeah. Yeah. And the resolve is that there's no resolve. There really isn't. You know, you get I give you a new credit card. I can't tell you how many times my Discover card has been hacked.
Yep.
And they give you a new one. Okay, that's it. And you look at your list. That's why you got to look at the bill to see what is on there. And oftentimes you'll find, at least with Discover, these hackers, they take $175 out and nobody notices. So they keep doing it. 28 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, then another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district in Dayton. All four were the scenes of shootings within the last week, the events that together left 34 people dead and at least 50 wounded. El Paso sits up the border of Texas and New Mexico, and it's also the hometown of presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
In a democracy, this is not the decision of one person. It is on every single one of us to make this right. To the people of El Paso, any of you who are here today or who are out there right now, we are thinking about you, and we want to make this better going forward.
Police arrested the gunman, 21-year-old, from a suburb of Dallas more than 650 miles away. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. Police in Dayton said 16 people were also injured in the incident, and the suspect is dead. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To renew our connection to the world of conversation radio. News Talk Radio is our focus. Talkers Magazine is the source. And the conversation about the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Mercury is out of retrograde. And hopefully we'll, yeah, right. It was not a pleasant period this last 3 weeks or so in all kinds of ways. So we continue with broadcasters Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, and Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Just so you get an idea what sometimes these people sound like in their own environment, here's a promotion that I have culled from Rick Jensen's program. I thought you might enjoy this.
The Rick Jensen Show.
Noon to 3, WDEL.
Attention voters, it's Uncle Bernie. Vote for me for free health care, free college, free haircuts just like mine. And here's how we pay for it. We all pool our Kohl's cash and Walgreens rewards points. Hey, we can do this.
The Rick Jensen Show. Noon to 3, 101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
WDEL, look, you got the big voice announcer there. All right, that's pretty typical, I would think.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bullhorn Bernie?
Free haircuts. Everybody.
Well, would you like for Bernie to give you free udder cream for the cows?
Yes, that'd be even better. Udder cream. Absolutely.
It's Uncle Bernie. I need Doug Steffens' vote. And here's, I'm angry. Don't interrupt me. I'm going to point my fingers right at you, Doug. Don't say a thing. Free udder creams for all your cows. And here's how we're going to pay for it. We get that billionaire cow, Elsie. Elsie of Barnum's, and she pays for all your udder cream because every cow's udder deserves to be soft and smooth and all that because that's what they deserve. Vote for
the
me,
American
Bernie.
Way.
Thank you.
There we go.
And he wrote
free
the damn bill.
Cream.
Free udder cream. Okay, that's how I'm more interested in the other side.
The other side?
Okay. Number seven.
Side,
I don't want to spend any time on this because it's more of the same, and there are a couple more items in here in the time we have allowed that I think you'd rather get to. But number seven, just if you're keeping the list, you can find the list all printed at talkers.com, by the way, every week. The Garlic Festival shooting, the Brownsville shooting. Nothing happens as a result of conversation about this. Nothing. So it's the same late teen, early 20, angry kid, mostly boys that do the shooting. Where'd they get the gun? What's their mental health profile? All that stuff. It's the same crap. Number six, speaking of the same crap, six and five are the same crap. Iran and what we're doing or not doing with them, and China and what we're doing and not doing with them. Although I think the Huawei part of the Chinese thing, I don't remember whether it inveigled its way into the conversation last week or not. The president said that we can, the Chinese said they'd buy more farm products from America if we went easy on Huawei. Did we talk about that last week? Or was that?
Yeah, and the Chinese actually said that even before the it was a condition before the president had his talks with Xi at the G20 summit in Japan. That was one of the conditions going in.
Lovely. All right, well.
Oh, and in the China U.S. trade war. Sorry.
Say the trade war, what about the trade war? It's continuing.
Well, now the president's going to slap tariffs on just about everything from China. I'm just looking around my house. That's everything.
Yeah, I'm just looking at where there was a list I had in front of me, and now I can't find it, of the things that were in the on the tariff list. Yeah, it's pretty much everything. You're right. Yep, same thing. On and on it goes. Who's fiddling with what, and where is Rome burning? maybe I'm the only one who gets that Nero reference.
Perhaps I got the Nero reference.
Okay, good. Boris Johnson. I'm leaving this to you. I find this guy to be he's got the right name. He's an obnoxious bore who is so self-centered. I'm interested in being an Anglophile because I love the country. Man, this guy, how did he get to where he is? What's the deal, Victoria?
Well, I've got an interesting side story for you today.
Okay, good.
Which is important for this reason. There was a by-election in a small area of Wales. But by-elections are very important because the Conservatives, or the Tories as they're known, which is Boris Johnson's party, does not have a very big majority in the House of Commons. And it's so small, in fact, that he has to have an alliance with a Northern Ireland party, a Northern Ireland Unionist party, which means that they support England, Britain. Well, he really needed the Conservatives to win this by-election yesterday, which they won last time with a majority of 8,000, which is a lot in this little area. They lost. They lost to the Liberal Democrats, which is not the same as ours, but they lost to the Liberal Democrats, and that was a blow because Boris Johnson now has a majority of one.
One. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what does it mean to us? What does it mean to us in America? So we watch, you know, from overseas here, and for those of you like Victoria and others who travel overseas, what I'm seeing is that this could actually be good for us and Americans who are traveling over to the United Kingdom, as the exchange rate will improve and benefit us in America as the value of their currency drops in relation to the dollar.
Me.
Isn't it? Well done. Yeah. Well, that's true, right?
Yeah. Yes. But it's very bad for them. It's good for us, bad for them.
Well, but we have this trade deal that we've made. It'll be interesting to see how that actually shakes out. And meanwhile, for those of you who really want to know the inside of the inside, you may remember the name Michael Savage, who is moderately controversial as a right-wing talker. He wants to have, remember he was banned from entering the UK? Remember that from a couple of years ago? Now he has called on Prime Minister Johnson to issue him. There are 16 others along with him who are prohibited from going to England from America because they foment hatred. And now he wants to have this, quote, grave injustice corrected by Boring Boris. So we'll see where all of that goes. A lot of
you want to know what the big story is in Britain? And I'll say it very, very quickly. The big story in Britain is the Turkish bee.
Turkish bee.
Yes, an English family who went on vacation in Turkey inadvertently brought a Turkish bee back in their luggage.
Lovely.
And the British government has announced that it has to be killed. And there is an uproar about it, not only in Britain, but also in Turkey, where there are headlines all over the media saying, don't kill the bee. Don't kill the Turkish bee. This has now become an international
scandal.
Why
should they not kill the Turkish bee?
Well, it's quite a rare bee. And anyway,
so it in a suitcase and send it back to Turkey then on British Airways?
Well, the problem is the bee has escaped.
Oh, my God, no. It's going to now mate with other regular bees, and then we're going to have a cross. We'll have mulatto bees.
Yeah, it's a huge story. There are pictures of this bee all over Britain and all over Turkey. Don't kill the Turkish bee.
And how do you recognize it? Does a Turkish bee have something on its head, some head gear, or what is, how do we know?
It's got a special head. Anyway, it's been condemned to death, and a major Istanbul newspaper is calling for its life to be spared, and it's a Turkish literary figure has criticized the death sentence. It's a huge thing.
My God.
Can we make a swap? Can we do like a prisoner exchange here, Victoria? We'll take all those bees if they'll take our stink bugs.
I'm with you.
The stink bugs just smell like Pine Sol. What's that? I don't know why it's
I know, bugs. Lovely Pine Sol. Yeah.
Pine Sol, that's what it sounds like, smells like. In a moment, we discuss the Baltimore situation and how we also probably ought to spend a minute on the Reagan recording that became a big to-do this week. As we continue on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. If you have not taken care of those ugly yellow teeth of yours yet, may I send you to Power Swabs? I can, I will, you ought to. Pick up the phone, call 800-208-1797, and get the 5-minute treatment that will change your teeth, your color, the stains that you've got there. This product lifts them off of the enamel. It doesn't eliminate the enamel, which is what pretty much every other product. So when you eliminate the stains by eliminating the enamel, it makes your teeth, the core of your tooth, is now exposed and more cavities. You can have more problems with health. There's nothing, you know, your gums and your teeth predicate a lot of your good health or bad health. So let's not do it the bad way. Let's use our brains here and get our teeth to look younger and whiter by calling 800-208-1797 and using Power Swabs. Very inexpensive, a great way to return to a great white smile. Helps you with that job, promotion, your love life, whatever. And by the way, if you've been married for a long time and your wife or your husband says, you know, your teeth really are ugly, Let's see if we can't do something about it. Or maybe it's a thing you can do together. The husband and wife challenge. Whose teeth gets whiter faster? 800-208-1797. It's been sold now on the market. I think I've been talking about 5-6 years, maybe a little longer. Dr. Martin Ginniger is the one who created this formula. You can get it from him at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you get it for half the retail price.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Catching a few sun rays and beach waves are a great way to spend the day. An encounter with a jellyfish can change a carefree day into an irritating and painful one.
Jellyfish stings actually result from hundreds of tiny little nematocysts that get adhered to your skin from their tentacles. Once these are adhered, they can continually pump toxin through your skin.
Dr. Michael Boniface says if you do get stung, there are three important steps.
The very first thing to do is gently remove the tentacles if they are still attached.
Number two, remove the nematocysts that are in your skin.
Remove them with a firm piece of plastic, something like a credit card would work.
And third, immerse the sting in warm water and avoid cold.
We know that cold water, which is fresh, such as the showers at beaches, can encourage those nematocysts to pump a little more toxin into your skin.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
So we have a great way for you to fuel up. Fuel with Valero. Top tier certified quality fuel from Valero. It'll keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. The name is Valero. V-A-L-E-R-O. Valero. All right, let's keep moving here for a couple of more moments with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones. The Baltimore situation, I said, I don't know what, actually, what is there to say? It's just more Trump throwing gasoline on the fires that he starts, right? That's pretty much it.
Well, if you're talking about, you know, calling it, saying it's rat-infested and crime-infested, using the word infestation like the CNN anchor saying, oh my gosh, it's a racist thing. And then there's audio that comes out of Elijah Cummings himself saying, oh, look at my district. It's rat-infested and crime-infested. And then you have the former mayor, Mayor Pugh in Baltimore, saying, oh, you can almost smell the rats and the animals. So the whole thing becomes nonsensical, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You could always ask. You could always ask Jared Kushner about his apartments, according to the reporting from the Associated Press.
Slumlord. Okay, the Nixon Reagan conversation. I've always had high regard for Reagan. I don't know that I think that comment. What does it mean? What does it say about him? It stirs the pot in a time when we have a lot of people that'll. It's not acceptable. It's kind of disappointing, actually.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I admire and love Ronald Reagan. And then when I saw this, the deal is the UN took its vote to seat this delegation for Beijing instead of Taiwan back in 1971. And yet members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly, many of them not wearing shoes. So there's Reagan talking to Nixon, and he's raging about this, saying, man, I don't know how we stop this. Of course, remember, Reagan, not a fan of the UN. And they called him monkeys, saying they're dancing without shoes, and it's, you look at today and say, yep, that's racist.
Well, it isn't smart, to put it that way. All right, Rick, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria and Rick on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It is Tech Talk time. I use the hashtag Tech Talk to suggest technology stories for our tech guru, Victoria Keelan, or follow the trending stories at DJV Show. Now, Victoria, there are five big stories of the week that have been making news and breaking through all about the world of technology. What is trending?
Well, if we're going to go from number five to number one. So in number five spot is Costco. And Costco made news this week because they have a new digital membership card. Because everyone knows when you get to Costco and you open your wallet and you realize, oh, I forgot my card at home, it is a huge problem. So apparently a lot of Costco customers have been complaining about that. And Costco decided that they're going to enter the digital world. So now you can have a digital membership card that is like... you know, like your Starbucks card or any, or Apple Pay or Google Pay. It will live on your smartphone, so that way you don't have to worry about forgetting your card in the future. And also, I think they're going to start rolling out some discounts and incentives to get more of their customers to go to the digital side, which a lot of companies have done that too. And so it's good news for Costco customers because apparently a lot of people really don't like that if you order a new card online, it takes a week to get a new card.
Yeah, you got to get your Costco fix I think most people would get chipped for Costco, actually. What do you think?
Yes.
Get a retina scan
zap
for
your
Costco.
Neck on the way in. Yep.
Victoria Kulin reviewing our top five technology stories of the week. In at number four, Hulu with live TV is now coming to Android TV devices.
Yep, Hulu has announced that Android TV will be added to its list of supported platforms for its live TV bundle. So, starting next month, owners of an Android TV-compatible TV, which isn't like an Amazon Fire TV, there are a whole bunch of them out there, you can now watch Hulu, but you can also add in the live TV option. It will give you more than 60 channels of live programming. It will be $44.99 a month. And, of course, this is positioned as a competitor to other bundle services. This is like Sony's PlayStation View, which is what I have, Sling TV, YouTube TV, things like that. And you might actually want to think about, if you're shopping around to cut the cord from cable, you may want to give the Hulu with live TV a chance because they already have 2 million subscribers and they have some really good live TV offerings. Plus, they also have an enormous backlog of shows and movies. So it's kind of a good deal for $44.99.
Not a bad deal for those who are looking to cut the cord. At number three on the list, it seems that everybody has these Amazon Ring doorbells now, and these cameras that are installed at your door are now working with police.
Yes. So this is something where we talk often in Tech Talk about reading the fine print. This is an example of where you want to read the fine print. Amazon's home surveillance camera brand, Ring, which is the biggest competitor to Nest Cam, they have partnered with more than 200 police departments across the country. Here's the thing. The police departments and Amazon are working together, and they can get your footage, your actual footage, from your front door. And they don't need a search warrant for it. That's a lot of civil libertarians are not happy with this. There are even some of the Amazon employees have asked Amazon to stop this practice because they feel like it's an infringement on privacy. This is probably going to end up in court, and Amazon has not even been that forthcoming with this information. This was sort of an investigation that was done, and that's how people found out about it. So not great, but again, if you want to use the Ring, that's fine. Just make sure you read the fine print on your privacy.
Just know what you're accepting in those terms and conditions. At number two on the list of the top trending technology stories, fitness trackers, do they really help people lose weight?
Yeah, this is a new study on activity and fitness trackers. Fitbit, of course, being the most probably popular brand, Apple Watch also included in this. And the researchers in the American Journal of Medicine wanted to find out if you actually are going to lose weight. 56 million Americans are using these activity trackers, and they say overall it is good because you are moving around more, but if you're looking for significant weight loss, it was a thumbs down, which is a big bummer. Yep.
All right. The top trending story of the week, the FTC warns victims of this Equifax breach don't expect too much money back from that $125 promised settlement.
Exactly. So this is a $700 million settlement agreement for the Equifax breach. And so everyone was basically promised $125 payout if you were affected. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says that so many millions of people have filed claims that if you actually do choose the settlement option, there's no way you're going to get anywhere near $125 and that you should actually take the free credit monitoring instead.
Hmm. What a bummer. I was ready for my $125. Victoria Keelan with the top technology stories of the week. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.